This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
11 o'clock hour, Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. You guys can always interact with us. We appreciate it. Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. A lot of you asking for more. They said, want more of the story.
Later in the show.
Sports can wait. It's February. We will get back to the rabbit hole that we went down with this, frankly, con artist that is somehow going to sporting events and then took it to another level and lied about being on the Delta plane crash on Monday, which is sickening. So that was a real thing, and and it had somehow tied back into the Chiefs, and so we'll get back to it later.
Claiming to be a Chiefs defensive end when that is easily fact-checkable?
Not just a defensive end.
One of the league's best.
Six sacks.
A legend.
Six sacks.
He'd been second on the team that year had he gotten those sacks. It just doesn't make any sense. If my kids don't have school the rest of the week, are they welcome into the fan club on Friday? Because at this point,
that's going to be a loaded fan club.
Yeah, we've got some other plans, don't we?
I mean, they don't have to necessarily talk to Mike. It'll be here.
It'll
be
like Shirley Temple.
It'll be, yeah.
Oh, you're going to make them hang back here with me is what you're going to do.
Well, then it'll be like daycare. They're just like in here kind of doing their own thing.
Uncle Drew over there.
Uncle Drew back here. Make sure they're entertained. They got something to color. He might ask you to play like Smash Brothers. Is that okay?
Well, Drew's about that.
Big Smash Bros guy right now.
Sure, why not?
He asked me, he's like, hey, will you play with me this morning? I was like, I don't have time, man. I'm getting ready to leave for work. And he's like, will you force Ruby to play? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, she's going to say no. Will you force her? Make her play? I was like, I can't, you know, it doesn't work that way, man. I can ask her nicely and try to bribe her, but I can't just be like, you have to play Smash Bros. With your brother.
Yeah, I'm assuming that your kids will not have school definitely tomorrow. I think Nick Bender over at Channel 9, I retweeted it earlier today. What was his exact tweet? I think negative 13 tomorrow is the low.
Oh, that seems unpleasant.
Which he says, yeah, forecasted low of negative 13 in Kansas City would shatter the current record low of 2 degrees set back in 1918. So that's tomorrow, according to their forecast. The high on Thursday is 10. The high on Friday is 23. We're warming up. And then Sunday is going to be 50 degrees.
Let's
which is
going to
be terrific.
Love that.
Please.
A long time coming.
I will be in shorts and I'll be dressed like Jay Binkley on that day. It'll feel so warm.
Well, I think there is one day next week where it's supposed to be 59. So yeah, on the 59 day, I might wear a short sleeve shirt.
And just do like the hoodie.
I'll go jeans with a short sleeve shirt or something like that.
But yeah, it might be the case.
Couple more days. All right, let's get back to the Chiefs a little bit because Shannon Sharp was talking. What is this called? Club Shay Shay, right?
Yeah, Club Shay Shay. Very popular
him
show.
It's hilarious, by the way. Really, really funny. Him and Ocho. Cinco. So they were talking about potential names for the Chiefs to acquire in the offseason. And boy, it was a familiar name, wasn't it?
Well, look, I'll just tell you to be cautious on the internet. I've seen this name floated around because like random ex-Twitter user who's doing things on the minor scale be like, sources tell me. Okay, I don't think it's that. He's just suggesting it because he thinks it's a fit. Shannon Sharp, if they need to replace Travis Kelce, has brought up one name, a name I know will make Alex Gold cringe.
No.
That name is Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, here we go again.
So the question, I guess, is once again, are you down with Kyle Pitts? Now, I'm going to say a couple of things here that have been thrown in my face with other players that I can't tolerate.
Yeah.
And I want you to remember this. Not you. Anybody who ever tries to use these words against me again, I want you to remember this as we talk about Kyle Pitts. Because you're going to be surprised to find out, as a person who wanted to trade for Kyle Pitts for three consecutive years, I'm out. I'm actually not interested.
About time. He's been the most overrated player. Everybody's like, oh, but his team sucks. Eventually, you've been in the league for 4 years, dude. You're just a dude.
And I agree with you. I'm not. If he's a free agent and we're just bringing in players, whatever, right? It's no different than like just signing Hollywood Brown. Mm-hmm. But to trade for, to target, it seems crazy and I'm not interested. But the things that get thrown around are the same things that I argue against, which is he's just so young. He's only 25 years old. You know that? Only 25 years old. I mean, he's practically a baby in the NFL. Think of how much better he could get. He had 1,000 yards just 2 years ago. These are things I hear all the time when I got to argue players. Even like Hollywood Brown. When's the last time he had 1,000 yards? Years ago. It's been a really long time. And he's young.
Yeah, they'd have to trade for
anything
him,
is possible. But that's the point between the free agency and the trading. Just, it doesn't make any sense. If you're doing tight end, it's supposedly a deep tight end draft. Just take a guy. Take a guy in the league and try to develop it and do tight end the way the rest of the league does. Unless a couple years from now at 31, your Sam Laporta's floating around. For now, you're going to have to do it like the rest of the league, and you're going to have good wide receivers and a good running back and average tight end play to go with it. You're just going to have to fundamentally change the way you play offense, not trade for Kyle Pitts. That's not going to solve anything.
So the other part was the speculation was around the fifth round pick. The Chiefs don't have a fifth round pick. Like that's how you know when some of these something gets pushed out on social media is just coming out of nowhere.
People like Steve just making things up.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm hearing they're talking about giving up a fifth round pick. They don't even have one. So like that's another way.
They were going to get one and then give it up.
I guess so. The fifth round pick, if you're wondering, that one's the D-Hop trade. That's where that fifth round pick went. And obviously, I'm not saying they couldn't come up with a trade package, but that's usually more of a red flag of when it's interesting. Yeah. Like Kyle Pitts' name, it's not the first time it's come up. Again, you've brought him up before in the past.
I was definitely interested in Kyle Pitts. I'm not saying he's a bad rookie season. I thought, get him in town.
I'm not saying he's a bad player, but I just think he's very overhyped. That's all. And because he's an athletic freak. Like that is still true. There's a lot of questions in Atlanta about his effort level and all that. I'm good. I mean, anybody were in another, you're already questioning like what's his effort level and things like that. I'm out. I don't need you coming to Kansas City for that. I'm good, man.
That's really the issue I have with him at this moment is that, so he hasn't at any point had good quarterback play. And that includes this year. Kirk Cousins was awful. And then they had some like random cavalcade of backup nobodies.
Well, no, Michael Penix.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
But so, you're saying the year before it was like Desmond Ridder or whatever. Yeah.
So he got Michael Penix for at least a little bit of this. So, but for the most part, he hasn't had some like dangerous group of, ooh, here we go, right? Nothing like that. So which version of it are you going to get? He's a 600-yard receiver. And with the number of targets he gets, I got to be honest, I'm not sure that Noah Gray, if he was the lead tight end in an offense, wouldn't produce at a similar level. Kyle Pitts is essentially in a timeshare tight end. They didn't even just give him the job. He's a great athlete. He did once have 1,000 yards receiving a tight end. He has been nowhere near that player for years. I'm out. I wasn't always in that camp. If he was just a free agent next year and they were looking to add some depth to the tight end room, cool. To actually give up any kind of asset, I don't care if it's a sixth or a seventh, why waste my time? They're going to cut him in 12 months anyway. Kyle Pitts isn't getting his fifth-year option picked up. Kyle Pitts isn't going to end up with some other team on an extension. He's eventually going to hit the free agency market. If you're interested in him improving your team, you can just wait a little bit. People love tight. You know what it is? They just see athletic tight end, and they think, Andy will make it work.
Well, I think a lot of it, too, is, and we don't know what Kelsey's future is or not yet, but I think everybody knows how vital the tight end position has been during this run. And so you're like, oh my gosh, what's it look like without having a dominant tight end?
And
it's the unknown, right? There's a little bit of an unknown. And I understand like Noah Gray got an extension. I think Noah Gray will be fine. He'll be a middle of the road tight end, maybe even slightly above that if he got full-time opportunities. They drafted Jared Wiley. He's coming off an injury. I don't know what to expect. I know they liked him when they drafted him for a reason, but who knows? Like that's a complete wild card. You can't bank on that. And then as you pointed out, the draft might be an opportunity for tight end as well, although I don't know if I really want them drafting one in the first round, to be quite honest with you.
And, a tight end? It just kind of depends on the tight end.
Well, I don't think Tyler Warren's falling to 31. So.
Kind of depends on the tight end. I'm not saying no. What if they traded back in the first round and took him in the second round?
I'm not saying they can't draft one, period. I just don't. Yeah. None of the, no. They can draft one this year. I got pretty much any position. You can draft at some point, and it's hard to, like, you draft any position in, like, the fourth or fifth round. How am I really going to be that upset about that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, short of drafting a dang kicker or punter in the fourth round, I don't really care what position you draft.
Those are the only two positions in which I don't want you drafting him higher than the seventh.
Yeah.
Maybe the sixth, if you really like him. Although I was so unimpressed by Ariza in the postseason. I'm hopefully, like, making me miss Tommy Townsend. You know, missing our boy.
He was rough. Hopefully that's just the dude didn't punt for a year and then got back out there. And hopefully the you know, little coffin corner punt, please, would be nice to have in your arsenal, because we know he's got the leg. Yeah, that was rough, but that's way down the list of issues from the Super Bowl. But yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it's just about it. That's what it is. It's just which version of that. We just finished talking to JJ, and he had mentioned, we'd talk about Jack Caglione, a guy who is learning from Vinny Pasquantino at first base. That's another part of the whole crowded outfield part, which is like, if Renfro really struggles in right, that's where it would seem like Jack Caglione has a good possibility of breaking through in the majors at first, or if an injury happens again. I was thinking more about that Reagans deal as it relates to Vinny Pasquantino, and it's so simple. If he wants the same security that Cole Reagans just got, as in, hey, you know what? I don't know where my career is going to take me 3 years from now when I'm a free agent. 4 years. I don't know what kind of contract I'm going to get to sign. I'm not going to sure what's going to be available if I'm still, you know, like the things that come in mind for any player. If he wants the Reagans deal, he has just got to put together one full healthy season. I actually honestly think they'd be talking about adding years at the end of the arbitration years and locking up some secured, relatively reasonably priced offense, I think, with a guy like Vinny, if they could just be sure he could get through a season. And last year's was a freak one, right? But it's the same problem, which is like the couple of years before, it wasn't. Then the freak injury, it's like, can you get me through 162? And by 162, I mean, can you play 140?
Right.
Can you play 145?
And I think he knows that. I mean, he joked, I don't know, it was probably 3 weeks ago when we were asking about like how the workouts are going. And he's like, and I think, I might even paraphrase, I think he said, well, I don't know if you guys have noticed, you know, I kind of have a bit of an injury history.
Yeah.
Like he said, knows. Like, he knows. I don't think it's that crazy to say. Absolutely. They have to see him make it through a full year healthy before there's any reason. There right now is nobody else on the roster, truly. Now that Reagan's just got his deal, there's nobody else on the roster where they should be feeling like, oh my gosh, we got to get a deal done. There's honestly, who else, like, go look at the roster. Who else? You're like, oh my gosh, they got to hurry up and get a deal done. There's nobody else on the roster. Nobody.
They have kind of an incredible amount of control of the young players on the roster. It includes even, like, they got multiple years left on MJ. They got tons of years left on Vinny and Massey and whoever.
If Vinny makes it through 162, as you said, it's really not, it's not playing 140, but making it through a whole season healthy and has another really nice season, then it would not surprise me at this time next year if we're talking about same kind of deal. Absolutely. But he knows it. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Like, I get, if you're the Royals, why would we do, we have control. Why would we do this yet? We got to see you stay healthy, man.
Caglione being behind.
Well, that too.
Slows down the process.
That too.
He is currently a first baseman in the system. They are working on getting him in right. He is like 6'5", 240, a great athlete and has a huge arm. So he probably can play right. Okay. I'll be honest. They could probably figure it out and Jack Caglione would do fine out there. But it's like, they always have that. If he needed to play, like, because if there's an injury, that's still, to me, maybe the best chance. Like, if Vinny stays healthy the entire year, I actually don't think we see Jack Caglione.
Depending on what happens with the outfield, yeah.
Now, it'd have to be that, like, if Renfro's just having a truly miserable season and they're just Omar and Fonting him out the door.
The other part,
maybe
we're not
having a different conversation.
The other part we don't factor in enough when we talk about Jack Caglione, and I hope this is not the case, but, like, we're just assuming he's going to just automatically hit like crazy in double A. Like, I hope so. But we don't know. Like, everybody, like, we're talking about, like, what has to happen at the big league level for him maybe to be called up in July or August or September or something like that. It's not just that, but he also has to perform. Yes, his fall ball or whatever it was, numbers were good.
His fall league.
Fall league numbers were good. Fall ball, you know what I meant. But
fall ball's what we call more kids.
You know what I mean.
I played a lot of fall ball, like 14 years old.
His fall league numbers might be great, and he looks the part, and I have no doubt that eventually he's going to be a factor in this organization, but, like, there's a chance that he doesn't hit right away in double A or whatever. And then none of this stuff that happens at the big league level matters for his track record or progression, I should say, for this year.
Their whole thing is like, he's a college
question
player.
The question will be July or August.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think it's any earlier than that. I don't remember who was at, like, maybe Dusty was asking before. It's just like, if you made me guess, the earliest possible time we could see a guy like Jack Caglione is probably July, August. maybe in that range.
I guess we got to drive down to Fayetteville, huh?
You want to go down, do another Cutty Little road trip?
I guess we did that for Bobby Wood Jr., you know.
Are people interested? 913-586-7965.
You know, at that point in time, the big league club wasn't playing well, so there was even more interest to, like, hopefully find the next superstar. The big league club hopefully is, you know, top the division or something, and so that's my only one. I wonder
you're even more excited about the future.
I know.
Because the current's looking so bright.
I wouldn't mind. I had a good time in Fayetteville. That was fun.
I had a great time.
Yeah, that was a good weekend.
We had,
or
I
day,
mean,
whatever it was.
Spent some time out on...
what was the name of the street? What's the name of the street there? Someone from Arkansas. Oh, my gosh. I know I can name a bunch of other ones. Like, I can name the ones in Austin.
Like Beale.
Beale, 8th Street, Broadway. What the heck is the one in Fayetteville?
Oh, man, my friend's going to be so disappointed in me, the one who lives... Dixon.
Thank you. There we
Dixon
go.
Street.
There we go.
I was like, come That's on, man. We can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to think about it for a minute. But yeah, so like when you start going through the list of options, it's like for him, it's just, it's health. If he stays healthy, I think the Royals look to keep up in the, because then you have a qualified lineup that is completely under control. Salvi, you still got a few more years on before you probably got to make a decision there.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Wood Jr., India, you just traded for, has got a few years of control. Matt, you know, like you will have a huge chunk of life. No, you're still going to have to figure out pitching, right? Because you only got a couple of years on a few of these guys, Lugo or Walker, whatever. You're still going to have to develop and bring guys up.
Right.
Now you got Reagan's locked up. Like, you start getting together. Like, if the roster was good enough to make the playoffs last year.
Well, that's where you hope guys
and you got
like,
a huge chunk of it back. You would hope that you just continue to get better through development.
Noah Cameron, the Champlains, these kind of names going forward. All right, let's get to it.
Trash of the day.
Real quick, one text someone said. Just don't make any shirts for him. LOL. Just kidding. Look, even though the MacArthur Infantry shirt thing didn't go well, the Bobby Wood Jr. shirts were a hit, and we nailed that one. Yeah, the MacArthur thing.
Jack's for Jack. What are we saying? What's his nickname? Kaglancicha.
No. Well, he's not going to pitch. Otherwise, initially Jack Tani, right, was the whole thing that everybody wanted to go with, but he's not pitching. So, no.
So we can't go Jack Tani.
There's something we can come up with. Anyway,
give it time.
Let's get to the trash of the day. We go to Florida. Shocking for this one. I'm not trying to make light of violence or anything here.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes you don't want to cancel plans. You wonder why people are afraid to cancel plans. They feel like they're obligated.
Cancel plans?
A Florida woman is behind bars. She allegedly attacked a man with a garden hoe for canceling plans with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 47-year-old woman had plans to, quote, hang out with a man last week when he canceled on her. Upset by his decision, she allegedly went to his home at around 3 a.m., began yelling at him from outside. The altercation escalated when she climbed a fence onto his property, pushed through a door, began punching him. She grabbed a gardening tool and hit him with it, caused a cut on his arm.
I mean,
she's charged with armed burglary, battery, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, simple battery, and criminal mischief.
What was the burglary? The fact that she stole the garden?
She pushed through... I guess.
But I mean, what did she burgle? Yeah. She broke in, sure, but like that's breaking and entering. I don't know if that's burglary.
Yeah, she stole the garden hoe.
Yeah, she took it with her.
Okay, so
I'm just saying, like, look, it's dangerous out there, Cody. The dating world is dangerous. It's dangerous.
Have you ever canceled on somebody you set up a date on?
No, remember the opposite. I don't want to go back to the whole story.
Yeah, you thought the date wasn't going to happen, and then all of a sudden she's like, "I'll see you in a little," and you're like. Gosh, oh, God, I didn't think we were having this date, and you still went out with
it. Yeah, this was, what, like 4 years? Probably been
that
four.
That day went horrible,
Oh,
too.
It was one of the worst date of my life.
Of course it was.
4 years ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah, where did we meet? We must have met on, like, Bumble or something. And we were talking during the week about going to go get dinner, and then the day of the date, ghosted. I'm like, okay, you know, that sucks, but it is what it is, okay? And so I already made plans with just another one of my friends. And I'm driving to go meet up with one of my other friends, and then I get a call from this gal, and she's like, "Oh, just wanted to let you know, I'm leaving my office now, and I'm heading there." I'm like,
"What?
Honestly, I thought you didn't respond all day, so I thought she's like, "Oh, no, I just never keep my phone with me at all," which was a red flag after the way the date went, and so then I didn't want to be a jerk, so I canceled plans with my other friend.
Okay.
I'm like, "Well, I'll be there," because I didn't want to. even though it would have been understandable if I, because it was also a 25-minute drive for me. It wasn't like it was right down the street. Anyway, and then, yes, the date was terrible because it lasted an hour and a half. Thank goodness. That's all it was.
Short date.
The entire date was just weird.
And then she was trying to figure out
she was swaying in her seat the whole time. I kid you not. Just like.
Did you hang with your friend afterwards?
I don't know what I did after.
Was she on Molly or something? What was going on?
She was like from California and just very like way too. What's the word? I don't even know. I'm trying to think of the right word to describe. With her mood and vibe, but
aura.
Well, that's her aura. Yes,
that's how she would describe it.
But then that's she was asking about my last name, and she was like gold. She's like, what is that? I go, it's my last name. She's like, well, no, like what is it? And
it's like, I don't know what that means.
And then I was like, oh, I know what she's getting at. And I'm like, yes, I'm Jewish. And then I kid you not, her whole mood changed. I'm not even kidding. Whole mood changed, and then I was like, thank goodness. Because I'm way too nice, I still bought drinks and her
you
food,
for the
and then it was it. That was it. Never talked to her again.
Never, didn't work out.
No.
Huh? Worst thing. Was not in the airport.
Someone says, was she hot? She was attractive. Yeah, she was good looking. I usually only go on dates with attractive people.
People you're attracted
people
to?
People I'm attracted to. It's kind of how this thing works.
Logical.
Yeah.
Very logical. So you're just saying don't
be careful
be afraid
out there,
to cancel
you know?
A date. They shouldn't know where you live.
Well, these people must have been. This story
in
Florida must have been.
They know each other before.
Also, because for you to go
if you just canceled on a Hinge date, she shouldn't know where you live.
For you to go that nuts as well on a canceled date is pretty insane.
Are you ever worried about someone like showing up here? Like date went really poorly?
No.
Or...
Well, no date's going that bad. Like, I'm not going to. I'm very
or like, you know, you broke up with a bad ex.
Like, I'm respectful and stuff. Okay, I'm not worried about something like doing. No, I'm not worried about
what
that.
What if, like,
no.
You know, you had a girlfriend for a while, the breakup went a little ugly, and then she starts showing up to your workplace?
Well, that would be crazy. That'd be crazy. No, I'm not worried about that. No.
You ever have anyone show up to, like, a workplace, Drew?
No.
Have you?
I've had people show up to my house or my workplace after a breakup when I was younger. I mean, that's something we're young, you know? People are crazy.
Well, she show up at the bar and, like, that you were a restaurant you were working at?
No, I did have a girl once who liked me, and I didn't know that show up to the bar. And I was like,
well, that's different.
And I was like, she went to the bathroom. I was like, oh, yeah. And her friend, she went to the bathroom. Her friend was like, hey, she has a huge crush on you. I'm like, I am with somebody. So, you should probably let her down easy.
I don't know how many people I've genuinely made irritated in my like legitimately who've ever been irritated at me. Not even enough to come to my workplace. I try my best not to, you know, annoy people.
Sometimes it just happens, you know.
Someone says they always know where to find you though, Gold. If it does go bad, they know where you were. We've talked about this on air before, just in general, before how many first dates I'll go on and the person already has listened to the show. Which like, I get it. I probably would do the same thing, but like, that's the only part. Sometimes you're like, before I even get to meet you in person, you've already listened to my radio show.
If you're not, if they,
some day, depends on which depends they listen
on the
to.
Day. Depends on the day.
If
that's
they're
a good
not
or bad
going
thing.
To listen to you every day, I don't think there's any reason for them to actually listen to the show.
Yeah, but they're trying to get a sense of who the person is.
Like, you'd be nosy too if you knew that you're about to go on a date with someone and they were either on TV or radio and you had a chance to hear them and then you would probably come on now. I'll admit I would probably do the same thing. Like,
yeah, I would too.
That's just
unless you're agreeing to terms that we're not going to look anything up about each other.
Oh, but
and then that's just a lie.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's they're just saying that to make you feel better. No one's actually done.
Everybody's done the pre-date, like, you know, quick social stalk, if you will, you know, like to see at least a little bit of what the person.
That was
like.
Why it was so funny when Gold couldn't find it on the person who bought a date from him in the garage. And it turns out that they worked for the government, so
she was an FBI agent. That's why I couldn't find anything on social media. She was an FBI agent. Anyway,
cool.
That's the trash of the day. Up next, we'll get to the Chiefs Red Half Hour and talk about the weapons that the Chiefs could go out and acquire. And is a number one target still something they don't have in-house?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's next.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
All right, let's talk some Chiefs football. It is the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you here on 96.5, The Fan. So we were talking about some of the weapons potentially. Like, dude, is that what?
It's February 19th. Did you guys do one of these last week or something?
We did.
I did not. Time, oh, you boys. Did it on. Did you do it on Friday when I wasn't here as well?
We did.
The mock draft center was back in play.
If you're new to the show here on 96.5 The Fan, we have this is the first, now second, I guess, mock draft sounder since we switched to 96.5 The Fan. We That's do right. this very early in the draft process because we don't want to spend too much time this far out.
We also have a guest.
Is there like a special one? Wait, a guest?
Oh, yeah.
Where's the mock draft? Whenever there's a new one out, and usually you just say, hey, guys, I saw this new mock draft. We're like, okay, Drew, whatever it is. What do you mean there's a guest? You booked somebody?
Well, Character Concerns podcast, a new one is out, and Jay Binkley and Chris Unicera put out their first mock draft. Well,
there is a phone number
out
here. This is Bink, I think, on the line.
It is.
Jay Binkley, what's going on, man? Is this 1.0? That must be a 1.0.
It is 1.0, full all 32 teams,
oh, wow.
Mock draft. I heard the sounder, and it's like, that's my bat signal.
So you called it.
So you heard
in.
The sounder, and you're like, let's do my mock draft.
I have no idea what this mock draft is. So
is it Abdul Carter for the Chiefs? Or?
We're learning on the fly with you.
No, the sounder went. Drew called me, and we got it. So any time that it put a mock out, you play the sounder. I mean, it's about time you play the sounder for me.
Okay, so I'm not even kidding. I don't know what
I don't know. Who did you pick?
You said this mock draft is out on your Character Concerns podcast that just came out. Who do you have,
drop
I guess?
It like it's hot.
All right, well, go ahead and lay out the draft for us here.
Okay, well, first of all, let me ask you guys, which direction would you go? Then I'll tell you which direction we went. So you're sitting there at 31. Which direction do you go?
Defensive line.
I think that's the most realistic path, okay. But I'm going to actually go and say wide receiver after all this.
You know what? On 1.0, didn't do it because we do it kind of as a litmus test too, kind of like you're going through all the teams, you're thinking about their needs, where they're going to go. And the receivers they think you'd grab in the first round, it's a little bit different than last year when, you know, Keon Coleman's still sitting there and Xavier Worthy and A.D. Mitchell and all those guys. So thinking about it, there's one guy under contract on defensive line. So clearly Derek Harmon out of Oregon was kind of between him and a corner. We had a really good corner still on the board. Savon Ravel out of East Carolina is about 6'3", 190. Dude is a freaking hitter, and he's fast as hell. This would be a nice physical corner that they actually will come out and support the run game. You can put him on the edge. You can do a lot of different things, but he's got that extreme length and speed that I think the Chiefs would covet. This guy, a very physical guy like he had with L'Jarius Sneed at that point. Do I want to get wide receivers? Yes. That's a second round, third round. Do I want to get running back? Yes. Tight end, we shall see what happens in that direction. But sitting there at 31, obviously people are probably like, oh, you need a tackle in that situation. Yeah, but I'm not wild about getting a tackle and have them start if they're pick 31, because I don't want to do that to Mahomes again, right?
Yeah.
Now, I think the guy deserves better than a rookie left tackle starting.
Now, this is 1.0. We haven't even had the combine yet, so I understand this thing can change a little bit. I believe Mel Kiper, I just looked him up because I'm not going to claim that I knew who the hell this guy was, but Mel Kiper said he has him as his number two corner and the number 23 overall prospect, and a scout told him in September, quote, the size, the length, and the movement skills for being as tall and long as he is, you don't see that as a body type as rangy and fluid as he is at that size. So
well, he is. And here's the one thing about him. Played at East Carolina. They've only had two first-round picks in their history. They haven't had anybody in that round since 07, so it's a rarity that East Carolina has a guy up that high. But Quinyon Mitchell went to the Eagles last year. Dude played at Toledo, and the guy was an absolute stud. For Philly this year, is they have the number one pass defense because they drafted Cooper DeJean as well in the draft. But this is a nice physical corner that I've seen anywhere from late first round. He's starting to make it to the mid 20s. But here's the thing about him and why I think there's a possibility he could be there. He went to the Shrine Bowl this year, but he didn't participate. He tore his ACL in September. So
I love that. You're scaring me already, Bank. You're scaring me a little bit with that. I don't like hearing that for a first round pick.
But I'd rather it already happen. I mean, it happens to these guys all the time. Yeah. In modern medicine, they're fine. But what I'm saying is, this is why I think that he could be sitting there where he is. He's a he's a huge talent. Just Mel Kiper's 100% right, you know, about him. But he's that big physical corner that doesn't mind coming up and hitting in the running game. And, you know, being that type of corner, he's the type of guy you could blitz at the quarterback. I think he'd be good for this defense. But again, wide receiver talent, I think it'd be a stretch if you grab somebody at 31. Last year, it made sense when they moved up a couple spots to get Xavier Worthy. Do I think they need receiver? 100% I do. I mean, their top two receivers got hurt last year, basically for the whole year, with Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown. So what happens if your receivers get hurt this year? Because it can happen. It is the NFL. Guys get hurt all the time. So, yes, I think they need to load up on receiver. But sitting there at 31, if they stay there at 31, I think Savon Ravel would be the dude.
Thanks, Bink. You know, it was good for Alex and I's first mock draft center of the year to be your mock draft, you know?
Well, you know what? I appreciate that. It was it was a pleasure, and we'll have plenty more, trust
now, me.
We had the combine starting February 27th. I'm sure things will change.
No doubt.
I don't know what he's going to do with the combine. And that's the thing. I'd love to see his 40 time and things like that. So I'm not sure, because he did have that ACL in September. So we'll see where he's at. He went to the Shrine Bowl and did all the interviews and that kind of thing, but he didn't participate.
I give you a hard time for this every single year. So the next mock draft is at 1.5. Is it 1.2? Is it 2.0? How do you determine this? You know,
well, last year we went on the half, like 1.5. Okay. And stuff like that, just to be different.
Okay.
You know, just to be different.
All right, okay. We'll look forward to 1.5.
Thanks, Bink.
All right.
You're the best.
There you go. That's Jay Binkley. Of course, check out the Character Concerns podcast. Bink and Kristen Ocero do a great job covering the NFL draft. So, look, I'm not going to pretend.
Obviously never heard of this
guy. I'm not going
to pretend. I told you guys. Yeah. I warned you.
Drew, have you even watched this person play football?
East Carolina?
You love college football. Did you watch a single second of... Come on, dude. Are you really trying to tell me
I watched
East Carolina football 2 years ago?
I am a sicko. I watched him, I think, before he tore his ACL.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not even this year because he tore it. Yeah. In September.
So you're telling me 2 years ago, you remember watching this guy corner, you're like, yeah, that guy could ball.
I don't know if it was
2 years ago.
But he better
be a freak athlete.
In fairness, after the combine,
there'll be a lot of these names that people don't know. Look, I don't claim to neither
you'll,
one
you'll
of us
go back and watch.
Well, no, neither one of us. Cody and I don't claim to. This is why we have Bink on, and we joke about the mock draft.
This is why you play the sounder
and everything, because once the combine hits, like there will be two names that I'm sure eventually I will like hone in on, and I'll be like, all right, this seems like a good.
These are my guys. Yeah.
But right now we're still so far out. Now we're starting to like, who knows? Maybe this will end up being that name. I'll be curious. Like I'm willing to bet though, like I'll be surprised if this is the same name that is in the final mock draft from Bink, and that's just because of the way the combine usually works.
I've watched ECU. I can tell you that I recognize his name, but I've watched ECU play.
So you're a Pirates fan, okay?
Tell me more about the Derek Harmon guy. You know?
Green, that's where
he said maybe the defensive lineman from Oregon. And I was like, ooh, you have my attention there. Mm-hmm. East Carolina corner, that's moving the needle.
As you guys know, once we see what the Chiefs do in free agency, changes the entire path of what we think they're going to do or want them to do.
Yeah, because right now they need running back and corner and defensive line and tackle and guard, probably, depending on if they're going to be Kingsley. I don't know. If they signed two wide receivers and a tackle, well, then now I know. Right. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. No question. If the wide receivers... You know, in free agency, they don't bring any in. Well, then it becomes evident that wide receiver is more of a priority, which gets us into the conversation we were going to have anyway before the mock draft sounder, which is, do you think they have the number one target, number one option on their offense already? Like, is our guy already in-house?
Okay, so I'm trying to like...
For next year, of course.
Last year, I was very high in Rashee Rice going into the year, and there was nothing about his first 3 weeks that would suggest that was a wrong opinion, right? It appeared... that they had found their new number for the first time in like seven, maybe since Tyreek Hill, but even then I think Travis Kelce was the number one option. Since at least Tyreek Hill, and I would argue probably the entire Mahomes era, it appeared that they had passed the baton to a different player and that Rashee Rice had become the number one option inside this offense that was not named Travis Kelce. And so I was like, oh wow, they finally made the leap. I'm a little scared about just handing it off to a player who's played 20 NFL games, is coming off a major injury, and is not like put together some 1,300 yard season before. So the answer is no. I cannot say with any level of definitiveness that they have their number one wide receiver. That's why I told you if they have Kelce, I feel okay. Yeah. Or if they do what you said and take another first round wide receiver, I feel okay. I think they need a third guy to go with Rice and Worthy. We don't know how long Russ is going to be gone in order to feel like they got a good balance of offensive weapons.
Well, so
I might be Kelce, but I agree
they need a third guy. And I mean, Bink just asked where I want them to draft. I would be fine with them taking another first round wide receiver. But the same, everything you just said about why you're a little skeptical on Rice. How would we not be questioning a rookie coming in and being that dude immediately? We know even...
I'm just asking him to be like all co number
two. Sure, because look at Rice and Worthy with how we feel about them now. The first 4 weeks, we didn't feel like that for their
but
careers.
By week 8 or 9 on.
And for Worthy, this year was after that Buffalo game or that Buffalo game on, really, where he turned out to be. I think Rice is the number one. The problem is, as we all know, is this unknown about his suspension. When does it happen? How long is it going to be and that kind of stuff? But no, I think Rashee Rice is their number one option in this offense. I believe that. Now, because of the suspension, because of potentially not having Kelce, or even if Kelce's back, I think it's very evident he's just not that same player. I would be interested in bringing back a Hollywood Brown or looking in free agency and bringing in another veteran type of receiver. Not a Justin Watson type necessarily, but it's not great. It's not great. They're going to me, whether it's a first, second, third, fourth, like they're going to draft another wide receiver. I mean, Brad Veach has hit on two in a row now. So why the hell would I not draft one?
But he'll take him somewhere.
So I think Rice is the number one, though, of in-house guys. I think they have that. And someone pointed this out on the text line, too, and I haven't seen. And it's a different legal circumstance for Rashee Rice versus Jalen Carter. Someone was saying with Jalen Carter, the Eagles not having any real punishment, does that mean anything for Rice? Totally different cases. I understand they both involve vehicles, there's video of Rice allegedly, walking away from the scene at the time. So I think it's just because Jalen Carter might not get punished, and that happened in college too. That's the most important thing out of this whole deal is Jalen Carter stuff was when he was at Georgia, or
he didn't belong in the league, or wasn't
drafted yet. Rice happened right after his rookie year.
The one thing I'd ask, and we asked Nate off the record maybe a week ago, not off the record, just off the air, a week or two ago or whatever, which was like, I'm dead serious. I tried to research it before the show. As far as I can tell, there haven't even been charges technically filed against Rashee Rice in a criminal setting. There has for a civil trial, which is set to take place this summer. So there is a civil case on the docket for this summer. As far as I can tell,
I think he's facing 8 charges.
But they haven't, like...
I think he's facing 8 charges.
But there's nothing in a court. No court date. No, well, I guess maybe he's been charged.
He's
but
been
like,
charged.
There's no court date. 8 charges. There's nothing. There's nothing happening in his case. Like, at what point is Rashee Rice going to actually do something? Like, facing, like,
the
you know...
legal process is slow. Is what
this
it is.
Is beyond it's slow. Slow. I mean, we're talking, it's been a full year.
I know, but we because,
it was March 30th.
If you're a celebrity or whatever and you have that, sometimes stuff can get sped up or whatever it may be. But in general, like the legal process, the courts takes forever. It's slow. That's a much broader, like nationwide issue. Like the legal system takes forever for a lot of things.
Like, I just don't understand how you don't have like a date. And by the way, I looked, he is facing those number of charges, which I looked up in the story. I'm not sure that they've actually been filed by the prosecutor's office. So, like, facing is different, right? That's not saying has been charged with. I'm still looking for, like, he's actually been charged with these things.
That might be what's slowing
down. I don't think he ever was. Like, maybe I'm wrong and someone else can find it. I'm happy to, like, I tried to look.
The only thing
I
know.
All I could see was might face these charges or will, but, like, I can't find where he was actually charged of these things.
Yeah, the NFL, we know, is not going to do any suspension until the legal process has been resolved. That's typically what they have done. The only one that I know, Cody, where he's not facing charges entirely was that whole weird incident at the club. Remember the photographer thing?
Yeah,
went away quick, and there was never any charges filed.
I do think that if they, in terms of the conversation around wide receiver, I'm with you, Gold. I think that Rashee Rice is the guy, but say they wanted to get another wide receiver in the first round. They're like, you know what? Let's go ahead and just load up and just give Patrick as much talent as possible. If they trade for a left tackle similar to the Orlando Brown Jr. situation, that opens up the potential for their first round pick where they don't have to use it to trade up. They can still utilize it right there to get a wide receiver, whether who knows if Luther Burden is going to fall down that far or if Tyler Warren is somehow available, or maybe if you know that you can move up a little bit and maybe get Tyler Warren at 20 or 25, them getting the left tackle, I think in terms of trading for them,
if you're trading up 20, shouldn't you be taking a tackle though? I mean, I hate to say it, but this is the year. Like if you're trading up, if you get into the low teens, you should be looking at tackling.
If you're going that
trading
high,
trading up
then,
for
yeah,
anything.
The only
if you're
way
going that
they're
high,
trading,
then, yes.
The only way they're trading up to 15 or higher, one, it's a ton of assets. I don't think I would do it, but would be to get a tackle. I mean, there's no other reason to do it.
I don't care how much you love a wide receiver or corner or anything.
If Tyler Warren were available at 17 or 18, whatever it is,
I think you'd have to get to 21 or so. That Trent McDuffie range for them to do it. Yeah, and I think things change. The combine hasn't happened right this second. I think most draft experts would say that Warren's going before 21.
Yes.
But you never know. Crazy things have happened, you know.
I still think they're better off taking a defensive lineman in that spot just to start that, whether it's Harmon, like Bink said, or somebody to get in line behind Chris Jones and just learn from him and then potentially be ready to take over.
It's a good year for Warren because the most recent like star tight ends who've come in the league the last 2-3 years are hitting. And so like
he's also very, very good.
Yeah, but like I mean, we said the same thing about Kyle Pitts, who we talked about earlier, and I mean everyone was like, Kyle Pitts is a star, he's a freak. And it didn't exactly pan out, you know.
In fairness, Tyler Warren had an 18-catch game, he's throwing passes, he's running Wildcat.
No, I'm not saying he's not a star.
I think Andy's creativity too would fit. I think Andy would like a player like that. Also, the defensive line class is deep. Very, very deep.
Well, good. Chiefs need defensive linemen, you know? We'll get to other mock drafts, I'm sure, at some point. I'm assuming there'll be a lot of... I'd say there's only really two positions I don't want in the first round, per usual. Running back, other than kicker and punter, which everybody knows.
Running back would be wild.
Running back and linebacker.
Yeah, I'm fine with him taking a running back.
Do not take a running back in the first round. I'm not saying can't take him. But if you take him in the first round, I'm going to be mad.
I wouldn't mind a first 3-round pick on a running back because I think they need an explosive back in this offense badly, but not first round. No. We've gotten that road before.
If you knew that if Genty was available at 25 and they traded, if Genty was available at 25 and they traded up to get him,
I don't think I'd want them trading up. No. As much as I think
if he's there at 31, fine.
And he's not going to be, obviously. I think Genty's going to be a really, really good running back in this league and effective right away. I'm not trading up for a back. It's one thing if you're like 18th and you're trading up to 16 or something. Not from 31 to 21 or 25. No, the assets I would have to give up for a running back are not worth it.
I still think one of my favorite stats, which is just so crazy to think about, like in the last 20 years, there's only one player taking it 1-1 who won the Super Bowl with the team who drafted him. That's Eric Fisher. There's other guys who have won a Super Bowl who were picked at 1, you know, first overall pick. Like Eli Manning was technically first overall pick, but the Chargers took him. He won his Super Bowls with the Giants. And there's a couple of others who like went to other teams. But if you're taking first overall in the last 20 years gold, there's one dude who won a championship with the team who drafted him, and it's the Kansas City Chiefs and Eric Fisher of all teams. Isn't that crazy? Like Matt Stafford was 1-1. He didn't win it with the Lions. He won it with the Rams, whatever. Yeah. There's been a few guys who win it, but like it doesn't guarantee you that that guy's going to solve your problems. That's always what's so funny at the top part of the draft that always interests us, even though the Chiefs are never near there. Was like, who does what with Cam Ward or Abdul Carter?
A lot of these names in Kansas City, like certainly not even talking about quarterbacks, but like a lot of these names we waste our time with. You know,
Abdul Carter, like, it doesn't mean anything.
Like,
for us,
you were obviously just throwing out for hypotheticals. I get it. But like Warren and Genty, like, let's be real. Like, these are names that are, we're wasting our time, frankly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, now, you want to say a tackle could go 15th. I could see a scenario where somehow they just said, screw it, we got to fix this problem.
Yeah. We'll
They're not, you know, trading up 18 spots to go get a tight end. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just, nor should they.
My point on offensive line was the same as it was, like, where I understand, it's not that I'm not understanding of the constraints that they have via the draft, that where they pick becomes a problem. But they have had 10 straight years to take a left tackle since they took one, pretty much one overall, right? Back in 2013, when did they take Fisher? 2013, 2012?
I think it was the 2012 draft.
In the last 10 years, they've taken 4 or 5 offensive tackles in the draft. And the earliest was Kingsley Suamataia last year.
2013.
In the very, 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 very late second round. All the others were third or later. And so you're like, no offense, I'm not saying you can't find a starter there. Certainly Ronnie Stanley or some of these other guys we've mentioned are found there sometimes, but it's the same as taking quarterback. The chances of you finding your starting left tackle pick 63 and later in the last decade, not very high.
You're saying he hasn't made an effort to really try and get a left tackle.
The whole organization, it's not just Brett Veach. They, as an organization, have not made any kind of effort to get a left tackle in the, like, taking a big swing department. They're doing what they can with the resources available to them. There's not usually starting left tackles at 31. 32, right? They're stuck because they win so much that it's not available to them. I'm saying it's probably about time to like take the swing and finally get your guy.
The position I'm willing to do that on really is only left tackle at this point in time. Yeah. I mean, like someone on the text slide said, and like, I know it's risky with running back, but it would be like as if Adrian Peterson was there and you said, nah, Genty. Look, we can do that with every single player. We could also play that game with. That's why the draft is not like, that's why the draft is the draft. Like, sure. Yes. If like, I mean, man, the Chiefs didn't trade up for blank player. Like he could be a Hall of Famer. Like, yes, technically he could. We don't know until we can play that game with every single pick.
Taking T. Higgins instead of Clyde, you know, they could have been suffering from this decision.
They could.
and then still have the Super Bowls and everything else they still have on the table.
From the 6-2, if they trade up to get a tackle, what are the chances he's better than Kingsley? I don't know how 50-50. Much.
Trade up to get a tackle? 85%.
If they stayed at 31 and took a tackle, I think convincingly we can say he'd be better than Kingsley from this past season.
Probably.
I don't know how much.
It's more like 60-40 in that case for me versus like if they pick a tackle.
It's to Kingsley, but it wasn't good.
Nobody's
just wasn't good. Sorry.
You think he got benched after like 72 hours? Man, they didn't even.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't. I don't think for three games.
I don't think anybody's going to argue there. The question for Kingsley moving forward is: can they salvage him being a guard? And you can look back at a couple of years and say, you know what? They got a stable guard out of that pick in the second round. That's the hope at this point.
A guard at pick 63, not bad.
Yeah, and there's plenty of guards just weren't fit for left tackle. The problem is they thought he was going to be their opening day left tackle. And we were like, the fact that there wasn't a real competition at camp will still always just boggle my mind. Like, we thought there was going to be a true competition and there wasn't. Not that one, it was really any better, but.
But they just gave him a job right away. No questions asked.
All right, up next, guys, we'll get to what's trending. And then I want to get back into what happened in Utah last night. I don't know if I've ever used that as a tease in my life before, but it involved Kansas and it involved another bad loss and maybe the most embarrassing KU team ever.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.